All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We've got a new one for you. It's Tragedy of Medusa. We're going to try to go through these. Deep Glugs has actually kind of asked me to promote them. And there's several. This is the first one. It's only 2 hours. It's really short, but they're going to build up. His current game is Warlord, so he's progressed a lot since then. But this was the beginning, and we're going to start from the beginning because it's a full series. So, let's start here. This is a more Greek tale. So, it's something we haven't done yet. We haven't really touched on Greek mythology that much. I think there was maybe a few games that talked about it, but this one, full on. So let's go! They say a fine line separates heroes and monsters. Somewhere in the Mediterranean Sea, 421 BC. My name is Theno. My sisters and I were born on this island. We lived out of the places, but we always come back here. It's our home. Our parents were sea deities. Keto, the goddess of the deep, and Phorcys, her brother. How did we end up with wings for flight and legs for land when our parents were sea deities? Who knows how these things work? I have two sisters that I live with. My middle sister, Uriel, the Far Leaper. You bitches better watch out. Here I come. She can move fast and jump incredibly high. I love you, big sis. I love her, but as the oldest, I have to show my strength. Okay, Uriel, that's enough. Medusa, why don't you come and join us? The water's perfect. That's my youngest sister, Medusa. Unlike us, she has no powers. She can't fight and has no strength or speed. If I didn't know any better, I'd almost say she was a mortal human. She has wings, though, just like me and Uriel, so I don't know. She's just different. You two are having enough fun for the three of us. Besides, I just finished my book. I want to go to Athens and find another. Do either of you want to come with me? Athens? I'll go. It's been like 100 years since we've been to Athens. Theno? Another book? That's the third one this month. Why is she wasting her time with that nonsense? Come on, Theno. It'll be fun. Theno sighs. Fine. Someone has to make sure that Uriel stays out of trouble. Athens is so big now, I suppose it would be nice to spend a few days there. I could get some supplies for our home. Yay! Let's head out first thing tomorrow.
Music doesn't sound comforting.
Medusa sighs. Athens. What are you doing, sis? Goddess, Uriel, you scared me. Scared you? Is that all I do to you? Medusa makes a breathy gasp. Stop it, Uriel. That tickles. You're up so late. Can't sleep. Uriel plants a kiss on the youngest Gorgon's neck. In a barely audible whisper. Fuck. Seriously, sis, what's keeping you up? It's just, I feel out of place here. She turns. You and Stena are so close. You both are amazing with your speed and her strength. What do I have? Uriel takes her by the hand. Well, you're beautiful. So are both of you, but that's not what I mean. I have nothing that makes me special. And I don't think Steno likes me much. She's always complaining about my studies. Are you kidding? Steno loves you. There's nothing she wouldn't do to protect you. Protect me? Because I'm so helpless? Don't you see what I mean? I'm a burden. You're not a burden. Awkward silence intensifies in the room. Look, you're so smart. Sometimes you're even smarter than me. You know half a dozen languages. You're amazing. You don't need special powers for me to love you. Thanks, Uriel. But there's got to be something else. The goddesses pause for a few seconds. I might stay in Athens. You can't be serious. Not forever, just to study. Maybe I'll figure out why I'm different. Uriel ponders for a moment. If that's what you want, Medusa, I'll support you. You will? Steno isn't going to like it, but the both of us just want you to be happy. If you have to live your life in a big fucking city like Athens for a while, I've got your back. Thanks, Uriel. You're the best. Now, let's get back to bed. Medusa giggles. Okay. Athens, a few days later. Fuck off. Look at this place. They've certainly been busy here. There, that must be Athena's temple. How do you know? Besides the statues of Athena herself, you mean? Oh, I didn't notice those. That's it. It's so amazing. Have you ever met her? Who, Athena? No, but I've seen her before. What I want to know is where they got the resources to do this. There's no marble quarry in Athens. Who cares? Looking to upgrade the homes, Steno? Steno ignores her younger sister and approaches a man on the side of the road. It's always that man on the side of the road that causes all sorts of problems. You there! Where did that marble come from? Huh? Is that the way to address three goddesses? Huh? Goddess! Olympians! Nervously, the man immediately bows. Pardon your graces. I should be done with this piece soon. I just need a bit more time. The fuck? Why is this man so nervous? Relax, mortal. We're not Olympians. I just want to know where the marble has come from. Not Olympians? Who are you then? Never mind. The man collects himself. My apologies. I'm just a little on edge is all. To answer your question, it comes from about 3 or so leagues to the north. The Olympians have giants and other demi-humans hauling it here. Most of it is being cut down at the port of Piraeus. Interesting, you wouldn't suppose they have extra pieces they'd be willing to sell there, do you? Yes, m'lady. They sell the defects and surplus to merchants from near and far. But the man looks around cautiously. A long, nervous pause takes him. But oh, it's nothing. I'm sure you'll be fine. May Athena's graces be upon you. The man returns to his work as Steno turns to the others. I am going to the docks. I'd like to see if I can trade for some of that marble. I want to make some upgrades to our home. Uriel, take Medusa and find us a place to stay for the night. Uriel nods her head and Steno turns to leave. The two younger Gorgon sisters walk up the path before they start to overhear. Blessed Athena, patron of Athens and goddess of wisdom. Those who worship her receive the blessings of the gods, good fortune and protection. Worship, that's new. She's a demigoddess, isn't she? Excuse me, we'll try that one again. I don't think that came out right. She's a demigoddess. Yeah, she's a demigoddess, isn't she? Yeah, probably one of the Olympians got with a human and she's the result. They appear to be everywhere in this city. Anyway, let's go find a place to stay for the night. Medusa hesitates. Yuriel, I... I'm gonna stay here and listen, Yuriel. Go on ahead. I'll wait for your return. Suit yourself. I'll be back in no time. The two Gorgon sisters part as Medusa listens intently to the words of the angel. The angel, huh? Welcome, Oh, an Olympian. My apologies. Is my tribute due? The once bustling room goes silent as the patrons gaze upon the new arrival. Oh. I'm no Olympian. I just need a room for myself and my two sisters. Not an Olympian? All right, we don't see many of your kind in Athens much lately. At least not after the Olympians, The innkeeper hesitates to complete his thought. You need a room just for a night? We can help you with that. Why don't you take a seat, and Cassandra will show you the spare room we have. But what if you need it back? You know, you take a seat, he won't have a seat. Yuriel walks over and sits cautiously at a spare table. Well, I mean, at least there's a spare table. I mean, taking all the seats. I'll stop. The patrons resume their drinking and chatter. Soon the barmaid makes her way to Uriel's table. Hi, I'm Cassandra. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding. Sometimes we get Olympians here, and with your wings, we thought... It's okay, Cassandra. She's beautiful. I'll just put these drinks away and show you to your room. The barmaid leaves and Yuriel follows her with her eyes. I have got to get me a piece of that. I wonder if she's into girls with wings. Yuriel stares for a bit, picturing the beautiful barmaid in much less clothing than she is currently wearing. Hey, I heard you're looking for a room. Yuriel continues to stare, not hearing the man. Ahem! Huh? What? Fuck. I am flattered, but my eyes are up here, miss. Oh, right. Oh, what did you say? I was asking if you were looking for a room. I bought one for the night, but I have to leave the city tonight. I could give it to you for the right price. It'd be less coin than what the innkeeper would ask for. We could go to the room now and discuss the details. Sorry for the wait. I can take you to your room now. Fuck off! I could go with Cassandra and maybe convince her to have some fun. Or I could go with a soldier who seems to already want some fun. But maybe I should just get back to Medusa after securing the room with payment instead. I did promise to be quick. Oh, no. Go with the Spartan soldier. Go with the barmaid. Both. Or get back to Medusa. Well, you know, three's company. Well, here's the room. Simple enough, right? If you want it, it's all yours. Just pay for the room. No other conditions. Like I said, I'm leaving here tonight. It's very generous of you. Are you sure there isn't any other way I can repay you? Yuriel turns and approaches the Spartan. If you're offering to, I just want to thank you. You're such a big, strong man. Yuriel sinks to her knees. A strong man like you deserves to be worshipped. Uriel grabs the waist of the man's shorts and slowly pulls them down, revealing his semi-hard cock. The musk of the man meat immediately fills Uriel's nose. Oh my, you're so large. Good lord, it looks like an alien thing. Simply speaking the words causes the man's member to jump and swell. Uriel watches it grow with delight. Uriel giggles. Oh my, it hit me in the face. Is that his arm or his dick? I'm not sure. Without another delay, Uriel grasps the now stiff member. Well, I mean, there you go. You wanted to see that? Seeing the look of lust written all over the Spartan's face, Uriel decides to up her game. The Spartan moans in pleasure.
Oh, you are amazing.
The praise is well received as the goddess continues. I am pretty good, aren't I? She muses to herself. She continues. Fuck off, I can feel him getting harder. His breath is getting quicker. I think it's time to finish this guy off. Yeah, this is still kind of earlier Daz, guys, so, you know. It wasn't perfect. This is his first novel. He's done several since, and we're going to go through the trilogy. The two girls walk upstairs into the spare room. That's probably the first sex scene the guy ever did. This room is perfect, but I'd really like a taste of this beautiful barmaid. The bed is quite nice. Have you tried it? Why don't you come sit next to me and test it for yourself? Uriel spreads her thighs, waits patiently for a reply. Spreads her thighs. Uriel spreads her legs in a bit. She spreads her legs a bit in an attempt to seduce the barmaid. That's a nice offer and all, but I really should get back to work. Let me know if you need anything. Fuck off, I screwed that one up. We'll try that again. Sure, I have a little while before I'm needed downstairs. I guess I've never really tried the beds here. The barmaid walks over to the bed and nervously sits down next to Uriel. Do you see what I mean? The straw must be fresh and unused. Yes, I am. Change it daily. Unused, huh? Almost seems like a shame. We could break it in a bit. What do you think? I never been with a woman before. Seriously? Girls are the best. You could try it out with me. Just a kiss. See if you like it. The goddess inches closer to the barmaid slowly. The barmaid returns the gesture hesitantly. You see, girls have the softest lips, smooth and delicate, like a rose petal. The girls close their eyes and lean in closer. The kiss is exactly as Uriel described, soft and smooth. Butterflies flutter in each girl's bosom. Ooh. Wow, that kiss was magical. I've never felt a kiss like that before. Did you feel that? I think so. The two continue kissing until the heat builds up and control fades. They strip their clothing, and Cassandra seats herself on the bed, extremely shy about being naked in front of a woman she just barely met. Wow. Uriel kneels before her. I'm going to take care of you. Would you like that? Cassandra gathers her courage. I would. Uriel helps her part her legs. You are simply stunning, clean and shaven. Do you mind if I taste you? Not waiting for an answer, Uriel dives right in, begins licking the folds of the barmaid's womanhood. Her taste is divine. Not like a goddess taste Uriel was familiar with, but still amazing. She must take really good care of herself down there. You know, she uses the freshest stream water, I guess, right? I mean, this is Greece. They don't really have all the astonishing amount of items used to keep it fresh down there. Trust me, I know this pretty well. This is amazing. I've never had anyone do this to me. The barmaid moans in pleasure. Do you have a lot of experience with this? I do this a lot with other girls. Oh, goddess. I do like her nails. The goddess continues to please the sensitive flesh with licks and strategic sucks. A lick around her outer folds and long, quick licks up her entire slit. She sometimes toys with her clit with light flicks and then puts the entire organ in her mouth with a short, quick kissing motion. Well, this is actually really good writing for this. It eventually becomes clear that teasing won't be enough. Time to up my game. Uriel starts using her tongue more roughly. Harder licks. More forceful and longer sucks on the woman's clit. I'm almost there. Oh, goddess, don't stop. Uriel revels in the encouragement and soft moans of her new friend. She continues at the same aggressive pace. Oh, fuck. The beautiful barmaid begins to orgasm, fluids leaking all over Uriel's face. After her orgasm, Cassandra seems even more shy than before. Thank you for that experience. I need to think about things, and I think I'm needed downstairs. Oh, sure, no problem. I'll be here tonight with my sisters. I can introduce you. Sure. Pardon me. The barmaid dresses and heads for the door. Thanks again for, Uriel giggles. My pleasure, really. The barmaid leaves. Fuck off. I'm so aroused right now. It's weird that we have this fuck off message a lot. I don't know if that's just her phrase or just a turn of speaking. Guess I've got to take care of myself. Uriel takes care of her business and heads downstairs. She finds the Spartan soldiers still there. She sits with him and drinks. On the other side of the city, I'll have the stone cut and ready for you tomorrow morning. Very well. One more thing. Do you know any trading vessels that could bring it to my island? The boat we have really isn't big enough to transport much. An island? Is it far? Steno describes where her island is, and that was actually the most feminine man I've ever heard. I got the voices mixed up a little bit. I do know some traders that go that far west. They will also be here in the morning. You can arrange transport with them. Thank you. I hope to do business with you again. It's my pleasure. It's good to see non-Olympian gods here in Athens again. What do you mean? I mean, with the war and all. What war? Wait. You don't know? Maybe I shouldn't say anything. Forget I mentioned it. Steno moves closer to the now trembling man. What aren't you telling me, old man? You humans have been acting strangely. You're all afraid of something. Out with it! The Olympians. They've started a war with the demons. Is that all? It's nothing new. No, that's not all. They've been killing demons, but also gods. The old gods.
any god who's not an Olympian. I thought you knew. I thought maybe the war was over. A truce or something. Why else would you risk coming here? It all starts to make sense to Thinno. Why everyone thought they were Olympians. The Olympians have been killing my kind. And I left Uriel and Medusa alone near Athena's temple. They'll surely be spotted by the Olympians there. I've got to get back to them. Fuck, it isn't safe here. I need to get to my sisters. Well, I hate to cut this drink short, but it's time I return back to my sister. Uriel gets up to leave. You aren't going anywhere, bitch! Oh, it's Perseus. Is that literally... Is that what he said in Greek mythology? You're not going anywhere, bitch! Huh? The fuck? That was a really bad idea. Your head is mine! I don't think so! Steno crushes the demigod's arm and he shrieks in pain. My arm! You bitch! Fuck, sis, I had everything under control. Fucker hits hard, though. Uriel, it's not safe here. The Olympians, they're killing the other gods. Where's Medusa? Oh no, she's at Athena's temple. Fuck! Go! Use your speed, I'll be right behind you. Uriel races to Athena's temple. Goddess, I hope I'm not too late. This isn't over. Earlier. Fucking Uriel. She said she'd be here. I've been waiting forever. Maybe I should go find her. Knowing her, she'd probably stop for a drink. I wonder if I could work here at the temple. I could even apprentice under Athena. Maybe I should just go in. The sun is starting to go down. I know I wouldn't want someone wandering around my home at night. If I'm going to go, I've got to do it now. If you go into Athena's temple, you'll probably die. I don't know if there is a game over in this. How dare you! Boom! Game over. Child, are you waiting for someone? Oh, I was waiting for my sister. I heard what you said earlier. I really want to go see Athena. Isn't that sweet? Your wings are beautiful, you know. You are beautiful. We don't see many of our kind that aren't Olympians anymore. Really? I wonder why. It's probably with the war with the demons and all. I'm afraid I don't know much about it, though. Say, if you're going to see Athena, I'm sure she can tell you all about it. Is she here? She comes and goes often, but she's here now. If you're going to see her, you should go now. She loves it when her distant kin visit her. I'm sure she can help you with whatever answers you're looking for. Oh, well, I suppose I should go now. Yes, child, don't delay. Just tell her I sent you. My name is Acilius. Thank you, Acilius. I'll go see her right away. Medusa gets up to go. Nervously, she climbs the stairs to Athena's temple. They must be in one of the nearby inns. I've got to hurry. Cautiously, Medusa walks into the temple. Hello? Is anyone here? She walks slowly, her steps echo through the large room. Goddess! Dumbfounded, the young goddess stares at the giant statue adorned in gold. This is incredible! How did they make this? My worshippers built it. Startled, Medusa calls out. Who's there? We are closed now. No more sacrifices for today. Come back tomorrow. Acilia sent me. She said Athena would be here. I am Athena. The gray-eyed goddess contemplates who is asking for her. Come here, child. Let me see you. Both goddesses approach each other. You? I've never seen you before. Who are you? My name is Medusa. My sisters and I... Sisters? How many? Where are they? Steno and Uriel. They're in the city. Athena interrupts again. Who is your father? Pontus? He's my grandfather. Oh, I thought so. That's probably why I don't know of you. Pontus is a sea deity. The sea is my uncle's domain. He probably know your parents. How did you know I was related to Pontus? You look like something between a siren and something else. Your hair looks like snakes. Creatures of your likeness come from Pontus's line, usually. My mother said we are Gorgons. Gorgons, I see. Don't get me wrong, you're absolutely beautiful. Thank you, you are also very beautiful. The goddess giggles. So what brings you to my home? We are here in Athens for supplies. I was curious about your temple here. It's amazing. All of Athens is amazing. I'm thinking of staying here. Maybe finding work. I'm sorry I came so late. I was waiting for my sister, and Acilius told me I should enter. It's not a problem. I was just finalizing today's harvest. Harvest? Medusa looks at the strange cube. Bright red lights pulse within it. That's chaos energy. Smart one, aren't you? Yes, it's chaos energy. My family and I have been harvesting it. This is just a tiny amount, actually. Animal sacrifice doesn't yield much, but it's better than nothing. What are you harvesting it for? How do you store it in that cube? You are a curious one. Why don't I put this away and show you around? I'll answer all your questions, but I'll ask you for a favor in return. What do you say? I'd like that. Great, follow me. This is where my priests conduct the sacrifice ritual. We only sacrifice animals that we promise boons in return to the humans who make the offering. What do you promise them? Oh, stuff like a better life, a better death, protection from demons. We try to help them with their confidence. That's what we feel they need the most. If they believe their life will be better as a result of their sacrifice, they usually find reasons on their own to make it true. Interesting. But soon we hope to offer them much more. This way, Medusa. What we really want to do with the chaos energy is twofold. First, we want to create a safe place for us and our followers. We offer this promise of a new world to those who sacrifice for us. A place where their souls can rest when they die, safe from all toil, sickness, and pain. An afterlife of sorts.
You mean, create a new world?
Precisely. We also want to make this one a safer place. The world is a dangerous place. Demons run rampant through our towns and cities, killing and sowing chaos as they go. I guess I never realized how dangerous the world was. We don't encounter demons on our island. My family and I plan on ending the terror they lay upon this world by sending them to their own. So, you want to create two worlds? That would take an enormous amount of energy. You are correct, but by using two types of energy, it makes it much easier. We collect heaven fire energy as well. You probably are most familiar with that class of energy. What do you mean? You do have an affinity to heaven fire, don't you? No, none of us have affinities. That's strange. I thought all of Great Mother Gaia's children had a natural affinity to heaven fire. Are you sure you don't? I honestly don't know for sure. My sister Steno, she's so strong, and Uriel can move so fast. Interesting, these are probably physical manifestations of their affinities. What about you? What gifts do you have?
I don't have any gifts.
None? None at all? I'm just normal, I guess. Nothing special. Oh, Medusa, we are all special. I'm sure you're just as special as your sisters. Maybe more. Come, this is where I sleep when I'm here. I'll tell you how we store the energy. The two goddesses enter Athena's chambers. Medusa stares in amazement at the beautiful and expensive adornments. Who? The Olympian goddess interrupts. This cube is a battery. I invented it to store the energy until we need it. As I said before, there isn't much here, and the process of getting it from sacrifice is slow. But I'll let you know a little secret. Medusa walks closer. We've discovered an incredible source of chaos energy. Really? Where? In you, child. In me? Well, not in you particular, but in your kind. Our kind. I don't understand. You said the children of Gaia had natural affinity for heaven fire. How do you get chaos from that? It's simple, child. Demons delight in tormenting people, but they love killing gods above all. Did you ever wonder why? Well, no, but it's because when we die, we give off enormous amounts of chaos energy. But how can you exploit that? You'd have to wage war on other gods? Kill them and harvest the chaos from them? You're killing the other gods? I'm sorry, but it's the only way. Athena smiles. Uncle, you've decided to join us. Athena, you've brought me dessert. Back at the temple entrance. Medusa, are you in here? Let me go. I'll... I like this one. She has spunk and she... The god sniffs at her hair. She smells good. When my sisters come, they'll... Poseidon interrupts. They'll what? You don't think we know about them? You don't think that we've been watching you three ever since you got off your pathetic little boat? We've already taken care of your sisters. My nephew and my other servants are likely bringing their heads to me as we speak. No, they can't be. Not hearing a sound in the great temple, the goddess continues. Medusa, please, please be okay. I'm really sorry that we have to do this, Medusa. The treacherous goddess walks up to Medusa and continues. You really are beautiful. Such a waste. The favor I was going to ask you for, well, this is it. You are going to give us all the chaos energy that you can. She is a pretty one. Going to enjoy this one. Uncle, you shouldn't play with your food. There's so much more chaos when you do. Whatever. Just take care of her. You won't be joining in? I worry about you sometimes, Uncle. You aren't becoming addicted, are you? No matter. I can't sully myself with impure blood. I'm a virgin goddess and must maintain appearances. Besides, I have work to do. I guess I'll just have to have fun on my own. Uriel continues around the corner until she arrives at a door. She pushes on the door, but it's locked. Fuck! She's pretty, but she could use a little more red. I'll pretty her up some more. The great sea god curled his fist to beat the unconscious Medusa. Chaos energy poured into the room as bruises formed and bones cracked. Athena tried to separate herself from what was happening. She tried to be above the brutality of it all. But Athena is a war goddess, so I'm wondering how this happens. She purported to be a goddess of wisdom to her followers, but deep inside, ever since she learned to absorb and use chaos, she knew she was just as addicted to it as her uncle. Uriel puts her ear closer to the door to hear what's going on inside. Nothing. But I feel something on the other side. It's got to be her! How do I get this door open? She looks around, noticing a large hammer displayed against the wall across from her. That'll work. I'm sure that's not how she said it, but on the other side of the door, wow. Where is my sit? The goddess stares in shock at the scene before her. What? What did you do to my sister? The Gorgon screams with terrible power. She leaps at the sea god, smashing him with a wild swing of her hammer. Wow. Damn. Fuck. Uncle, no! Seeing the collapsing wall, Uriel instinctively shields the unconscious Medusa. As Uriel covers her, Medusa briefly awakens and opens her heavy eyes. She looks up at her older sister. Uriel, you're alive! I'm so glad! And your eyes? The young goddess falls back unconscious as the debris stops falling. Uriel quickly scans the room for the other bitch that was there. She's gone. She turns her attention to her sister. Medusa, please be okay. She's breathing, but that doesn't comfort Uriel. What did they do to you? I'm so sorry, Medusa. If I'd been quicker, if I hadn't left you alone. Uriel breaks down into sobs. Uriel, Medusa, no! Goddess, no! It's all my fault. It's all my fault. The way home was long and silent. Except for the sound of the waves against our tiny boat, it was silent. No one said a word. Uriel cried the entire way home. It kills me to see her like this. Medusa, she was in and out, but mostly out. What kind of monster could do this? I'll never forgive those who did this to her, and I'll never forgive myself. A few days later, Temple of Zeus, Athens. Lord, lady, may I introduce Queen Aisha and Queen Ygritte of the Succubi. Thank you both for coming so quickly. My daughter insisted we meet with the utmost haste. Athena walks closer to the two sisters. It is the pleasure of the Succubi to be at your assistance. My sister and I were surprised to be summoned. With this new war being waged, I'm surprised that you would have the time for such a meeting.
Indeed, war is very taxing. Speaking of which, I'm surprised that your brother seems to be missing from this meeting.
Excuse me. Boy, that's a very, very masculine Isis. Speaking of which, I'm surprised that your brother seems to be missing from this meeting.
He is recovering.
Oh my, what on earth happened? Did he fall on the wrong side of a demon attack? A Gorgon attack. The two queens turn to the gray-eyed goddess. A Gorgon? How curious.
That is why we have summoned you. During the unprovoked attack, one of the Gorgons did something strange. Her eyes turned green right before she smashed my uncle through a wall. The queen raises her eyebrows in surprise. So you think she is one of ours? No. They are of Pontus, probably by one of his children. Relatives of yours? A family matter, then. I don't see what this has to do with the succubi. The succubi are the experts on this type of energy. I'm curious how she came to have powers from lust energy. She either learned it from one of your own, or... The succubus queen finishes the goddess's sentence. Or she has a natural affinity to lust. Precisely. I want to know how that is even possible. None of Gaia's children have shown natural affinities to anything but heavenfire energy. However unlikely, I suppose it is possible. Just as unlikely as the possibility she learned to use it in addition to her natural affinity to heavenfire. Dual affinities, the ability to wield two of the three primal energies, are rare but not impossible. You should know that already, Athena, goddess of wisdom. Athena stares for a few seconds at the succubus queen. I want you to teach me how to use that lust energy. What's in it for us? An alliance. With your help, we can defeat the demons and bring peace to the world. Aisha sighs. Lady Athena, I must be frank with you. What you are asking is impossible, even if we did want an alliance. In a perturbed tone. What? We know several of you Olympians have already learned a second affinity to chaos. As I said before, dual affinities are rare. Only the strongest have been able to do it. Adding a third affinity is impossible. No one has ever been known to do it. In addition, we also know where you get your chaos energy from. Even if you could learn it, we wouldn't teach you. Excuse me? Oh, Athena, let me be clear. We would never ally ourselves with venomous snakes that slaughter their own kin. Fools! I'm sorry we can't help you. Come, sister, let us take our leave. You know what this means, don't you? We certainly do. Is it wise, sister, to make enemies of the Olympians? They have become powerful. They have, and you know exactly why. Certainly you felt it. The chaos pumping in their veins. They have learned two energy affinities. They are a far more dangerous threat than the demons ever were. The two queens continue walking, Ygritte contemplating her elder sister's words. Sister, we should find these Gorgons. If what the bitch of Zeus says is true, they can be useful to us. You are wise, little sister. Let us find out where they are and pay them a visit. Perseus, await me in my temple. I have a job for you. Perseus leaves the two gods alone in Zeus's throne room. We have new enemies. It's just as well the succubi are weak. They are wrong, father. We are strong enough. Just think, we are already so powerful with just heavenfire and chaos energies. If we could use lust as well, we'd rule this world. We could defeat all who stand in our way. We wouldn't need to create a sanctuary for ourselves. We could bring peace to this one. I'm not sure, Athena. The succubus queens are cunning. They came into the world at the same time as Gaia. Many mysteries surround them in their ways. Please, Father, let me at least try. Oh, Lord, it says... You can either see her get down and dirty with Zeus. Now, to be absolutely fair to all of you guys, this is pretty much Greek mythology.
open up a book of Greek mythology, and you will see that there was a lot of incestuous stuff going on with the gods. Yep. All right, so, fuck it. We'll show it. She starts groping near his manhood. Does this mean I get to be Zeus? All right, this could be fun. Let me find the Gorgons and figure out why they appear to have affinities they ought not to. Daughter! The god groans. You are very convincing. Let me take care of you, father. Athena grasps at her father's manhood under his skirt. She begins to stroke it while staring her father in his eyes. Again, this is all Greek mythology. Like, 100% stuff like this happened.
Goddess! Daughter! Blood of my blood! You're making your daddy so proud of you!
That's exactly what Zeus would say. Again, read Greek mythology. I love making you happy, daddy. You know I'd do anything for you. The goddess exposes her breasts and continues.
Athena, you're making me come!
Do it, daddy. Cover me in your pure seed. Boy, that certainly looks like something.
Very well, my beloved daughter. Do as you will and find those Gorgons.
Yes, daddy.
Parthenon, Athens.
Ah, Perseus, thank you for coming.
Huh? Ah, yes.
Father just gave me permission to go after the Gorgons after I jacked him off, and I want you to help me.
You did what?
You didn't hear that, did you?
Don't think I did.
You know I'd do anything for you, sister. But as you can see, I am injured. I will need time to heal. How is your arm, brother? The goddess lightly touches Perseus's broken arm. Did those nasty Gorgons hurt you?
Just one of them, and she attacked me from behind.
How very cowardly of her. I hope you get the chance to put her in her place. Find out where they went, if you do. I promise you something very special, as a reward. Something I haven't given any man.
Perseus gulps loudly. Sister, you would give your maidenhood to me?
You are an Olympian, pure blood. I could only give it to you, brother. Again, read Greek mythology. Find out where they are hiding. Then bring me their heads. Remember, I believe one goddess springs from Athena's forehead. She's having a terrible headache. And that goddess springs out from her head. Very interesting story.
Yes, sister. I will start my search at once.
With that, Perseus turns and leaves. No! Get off me! It's okay, Medusa. You're safe now. Uriel? Uriel! Fuck off, you've been sleeping for days. You're so lazy. How are you feeling? I'm sore. Where's Theno? Is she alright? She's out training. She thinks she has to defend us all from the Olympians. Or excuse me, she thinks she has to defend us from all the Olympians. She might. The Olympians, they're killing other gods for their energy. Huh? Athena told me that when a god dies, they give off an incredible amount of chaos energy. They're trying to store great amounts of it in order to create two new worlds. What? How is that possible? I'm not sure, but with enough energy, I suppose things we never thought possible turn around. You, Uriel, you can use lust energy? Now I know you're yanking my tits. Me? Lust energy? I'm not joking, Uriel. I've seen it. I saw your eyes turn green when you came for me in the temple. Fuck off, those Olympians sure did a number on you. I couldn't have. We should speak with Mother. What if we all have less energy affinities? I need the answers. She may be, hard to get a hold of. Stunno and I told her what happened to you. She's very angry. Oh no, I hope no one gets hurt. I'm sure everyone will be fine. As soon as you are well enough, I'll take you to see Mom. Thanks, Uriel. Of course. Now get some rest, sister. Several days later, somewhere in the Mediterranean. Okay, seems like a good spot to stop. This is only a 2-hour read, so we're probably almost done with it. But alright, guys, we will see you next time for more Tragedy of Medusa as we continue this Greek saga by Deep Glugs. So yeah, you can pick up this game on itch.io, as well as the rest of the games in the saga. This newest game is called Warlord, so check that one out. It takes place in the same realm, but it's a completely different setup. So, I'll see you guys next time. I am out of here. Stay tuned.